This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob is where he needs to be. That is on the other side of the glass, being a fabulous producer. We appreciate that. And in the newsroom, Matt Catrillo is clackety-clacking away. He's also getting ready for a day off, so he's going to send out a big fat email that tells everybody what to do in his place. Takes about three women to replace him, so we appreciate all his hard work. In the studio with us now, Jeff Rau is back. He's from Lewisburg. He's cross-filed to be a magisterial district judge in Lewisburg, hopes to replace Leo Armbruster, who we joked earlier this week is really leaving, right?
That's correct. I went to the retirement party just to make sure.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah. People thought you were there for some snacks and so on. No, it's just a triple check that it wasn't the announcement of the write-in campaign. So, Jeff Rau, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Introduce yourself again to our audience. You were here, 4 years ago, right?
Yes, I ran 4 years ago. Oddly, we thought Leo was going to retire then. It turned out not to be the case, and as expected, he ended up thumping me and another gentleman pretty good in the election. Now that he is retiring, I've decided to give it a go again. I'm born and raised in Lewisburg, returned to the area after leaving for education and to begin my career. I've handled magistrate cases on both sides. Just about every matter a magistrate sees, I've seen it, and often from both vantage points.
Both being?
I was a prosecutor for a while. I was a defense attorney for longer. I've handled landlord-tenant matters for both landlords and tenants. On the civil side, I've represented big businesses, small businesses, corporations, nonprofits, government entities, and, of course, individuals. I've handled protection from abuse matters for free for domestic violence victims for 7 years. I've handled everything down to traffic tickets and ordinance violations and even the occasional hunting law violation, which I don't think come through that office too often, but it is an area where magistrates have jurisdiction.
All right, and you are a private attorney in Lewisburg now?
Yes, I'm in private practice, have been for 7 years. My firm's main office is in Williamsport, but about 3 years ago we opened a satellite office in Lewisburg, and that's where I'm typically based.
And who's that? The company?
The firm is Murphy Butterfield in Holland. They do a lot of real estate work, some civil litigation. When I came on, of course, they expanded to criminal defense, Social Security disability, and a few other matters as well.
Sure, they're kind of a known entity up in Lycoming County primarily, but obviously your satellite office there has some clients too. If elected to the magisterial district judge job, how will you be? What will you do? Describe District Justice Jeff Rau.
Well, I think over the past 39 years, Leo Armbruster's done a pretty good job. I can't imagine changing much of the procedure that he has in place. There is one particular area that I'm looking at changing, and that's regarding one of the diversionary programs he runs. It's called the Alternative Adjudicatory Disposition Program. It's offered to first-time, very low-level offenders. We're not talking about repeat DUIs or drug dealers. We're talking about non-traffic citations, disorderly conduct, underage drinking, open container, things like that. I would like the community service portion of that program to be performed in our community as opposed to wherever may be convenient for the defendant, which I understand is more convenient for some of the college students who come in. But if the act occurred in our community, I feel like the repentance should occur there as well.
So the infraction and the repentance will be in the same community. Okay, so you can see whoever was hurt with that. So there's a slight change there. Do you get involved much in the treatment courts at the magistrate's level, like the drug and alcohol treatment court, those kinds of things?
The magistrate's function in those programs is really, it's what we call the warm handoff. Those who are in the treatment field, they want to get someone who needs treatment as quickly as possible. The magistrate is the first judge that any criminal defendant is going to see. So it's very important that the magistrate have experience with those issues so they know who to suggest, who to talk to about, hey, you might want to consider a treatment court program. I've had clients go through treatment courts in four different counties. I was the liaison to mental health court when I was a public defender in Lycoming County, and I was the liaison to a drug court program when I was an assistant DA in York County. So I'm a big supporter of treatment courts and the role that an MDJ can play in diverting certain cases that way.
Right. Other goals, if elected, you talked about this change in the diversionary aspects and perhaps how, what your temperament will be on treatment courts. Other goals?
I think the other thing that can be done is I spoke yesterday with Susan Jordan with the Mediation Center in Selins Grove, and we talked at great length about whether there's a role for mediation in certain low-level civil disputes, certain landlord-tenant matters, things of that nature. The reality is mediation is cheaper, typically faster, and generally the parties are more satisfied with the outcome than if they go through full-blown litigation. That isn't to say that I want to take away people's day in court by any means, but I want to give them the opportunity to solve the problem on their own with an experienced mediator prior to getting into the litigation process.
Right. Well, yeah, sometimes from a distance you can see that this is essentially a communication dilemma or something along that line, or people sort of aren't either understanding or respecting sort of the other side, so maybe you can help to bring both sides together. But the mediation center could perhaps somehow be woven in there, or
yeah,
at least a referral, if nothing else.
Yes, we talked about it would be a referral process. I, of course, can't be involved in the mediation process. There are ethical rules about how deeply a judge can get involved personally with settlement discussions, because certain information could come out that's inadmissible or might call into question the judge's impartiality once that information is known. So you have to tread very, very carefully when encouraging the parties to settle, and it's best done by an outside party, not by the judge themselves.
Well, I'm arrogant enough in the back row of courtroom sometimes to think, well, gee, I could resolve this if I could just talk to both sides, but they're not usually interested in talking to me. What about outreach in schools, maybe talking to young people? We used to have a DARE program. We don't hear as much about that anymore, but working in the community.
I've done some school outreach already. I've presented at Career Day up in the Montgomery School District a few times. One of my favorite public service projects that I've done so far is I did a mock trial for kindergartners at Kelly Elementary School, two different years. I basically conspired with their kindergarten teacher to have an object disappear from the classroom at the hands of one of the other teachers in the area. And when I would get in, the kids would swarm me and say, oh, you know, our lunch tickets are missing or whatever it was. And we'd go through the investigation phase, you know, who saw what, and figured out who they thought did it, who would be the accused. And then we separated the kids out. The ones who saw something were the witnesses. We picked a kid to be the judge. We picked a kid to be the bailiff. We'd bring the other teacher in to take the stand because we didn't want to explain right not to testify. And then everybody else was the jurors. So I played the defense attorney. Their teacher played the prosecutor. So we did a little trial, and the kids loved it. I did that twice, and the kids, some of them are going into eighth grade, and they still talk about it. It was a really, really great experience.
Who did you get? What was the verdict?
Unfortunately, for me as the defense attorney, I lost both times, but fortunately for the truth, the kids came to the right conclusion both times. So
well, you won't be involved too much in jury situations once you're in, but you'll continue to do this kind of outreach in schools,
career
days.
Absolutely. I welcome any opportunity to speak to kids and frankly try to keep them out of my courtroom.
And what about judicial temperament? We hear that primarily being talked about when it comes to higher courts, but I think at your level, you're a stern, conservative, throw-the-book judge, or you're a more compassionate judge. Describe how you'll be there.
I think respect is the important thing. Parties need to trust the judicial process, and that happens is most effective when they feel like someone is actually listening to them, when they've had their chance to be heard, and in a respectful manner. I've done that for 5 years as a mental health review officer in Lycoming County, which requires a tremendous amount of patience when you're dealing with somebody who has or is alleged to have a serious mental illness to the extent that they should be involuntarily committed. It takes a great amount of patience and respect to make those people feel like they've actually been heard. At the magistrate's level, you'll often encounter people who are representing themselves, and every now and then you get individuals coming in there who are self-styled sovereign citizens who will question your jurisdiction, refuse to identify themselves, refuse to acknowledge that they've done anything or that they can be charged. So it's very important to maintain a calm demeanor. I think a fine example of that was seen the other night at the League of Women Voters event, which has been posted online. Listeners can find the link on my Facebook page. I think there was a stark contrast in judicial demeanor on display that night.
All right. Since I didn't see the video, what would I see if I went there?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, and I don't like to really talk about my opponent.
But you're judgy, and they aren't? Is that it? Or judge-like, I guess, not judgy. That sounds bad.
I think the most diplomatic way to say it is there were clearly two candidates who kept their cool and were respectful, and one who definitely was not.
Right. And you were the mental health review officer. I'm a terrible person when it comes to the courts, but you are the decider under those circumstances, correct?
That's correct. Technically, it's only a recommendation to the president judge. It's a position where you're appointed by the president judge. In 5 years, though, I've only had her disagree with me once, and that was on location of placement and not whether someone should be placed.
Okay. So, yeah, and of course, you said people need to be heard there. There's sometimes doctors, physicians, psychiatrists, caseworkers, the individual who's being adjudicated, and sometimes others involved in those. So it's yes. Sort of a mini, well, it is a hearing. It's like a mini trial almost. All right. We can't talk about specific cases, but how are you campaigning? This will be the last question. How are you getting the word out?
We've made very heavy use of Facebook. I've spent a lot of time going door to door in the community. I'll be out and about again this weekend, all the way to the run-up to the election on Tuesday. We're encouraging word of mouth. I've run a very grassroots, fiscally responsible campaign. I don't have professional staff. I haven't spent gobs of money. We're relying on the support of the community that I've called home for my entire life.
All right. Jeff, how can I get more information? I bet you're going to say Facebook, but I'll let you do it.
You are correct. There is a Facebook page. If you search for Jeff Rau 4MDJ, that's the number 4, there's a ton of information on there. It also links to my professional LinkedIn page, which describes in detail my experiences from law school graduation, where I served as a law clerk, through my time in the DA's office, where I handled complex post-conviction matters in federal courts, to now in private practice.
Jeff Rau, Lewisburg, Crossfield Magisterial District Judge. We thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.